This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right. It is 6:03 here in the Bayou City. Third and final hour already. Time flying by. Some good talk this morning. All right. Let's head way down south. Check in with our good friend, Captain Rihanna. See what she's doing this morning. Rihanna, good morning. How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Mickey. Good to hear your voice.
I'm back. We're all back.
I'm glad to be back. Yeah, I'm sitting here in my truck looking at the harbor here in Port Mansfield. Moon shining on the water, glistening. Pretty sight.
Yeah, today's that moon was bright last night. Almost needed sunglasses on to look at it. Man, yeah. It was bright about, I don't know, around 8:30, 9 o'clock. It was up there and beautiful. Beautiful moon.
It was beautiful. Yes, it was. Yeah, we fished early yesterday, and then our bite's been turning off kind of midday, like around 12:30, in between 12:30 and 2 o'clock, our bite's been dying. And so yesterday, too, our wind shifted from the southeast, and it's shifted back out of the northwest.
Yeah, kind that of front hit, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and it didn't blow too hard or anything out of the northwest, but then it eventually, later in the day, ended up shifting back out of the east. I was like, man, it's tough fishing with the east wind. Some areas up here, or down here, as I should say.
Yeah, it kind of blows right down the pipe, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. You're fishing from shallow to deep. And then late in the evening, you're fishing right into the sun. And so what we did yesterday, because we've been getting on a fantastic afternoon bite, basically when the moon's setting. When the moon's rising, the moonrise minor.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the moonset minor in the morning has been doing pretty well as well. And then kind of mid-morning before that bite dies, activity tends to pick up as far as for bigger fish. Now, the smaller fish down here, of course, we're so close to the Gulf, so we're in low tide early in the morning, and then of course our higher tide's late in the evening. And late in the evening, that's the time to be out there. Yesterday we came in at dark. What we did is we fished early in the morning and came back in, had a burger, went back out and fished till we didn't get back in, and it was after dark. But that moon was so bright that, I mean, it illuminated everything. And we caught some good ones yesterday, one that was pushing seven. They're wanting corkies right now. We've thrown a lot at them. They've been thumping it real hard. I mean, hard. And way on the lower column, you've got to let it sink down a good ways. I wanted a suspending twitch bait thump. I threw some twitch baits for a long, long time last couple of days. The grass situation hasn't been too bad.
That's good. And that helps.
Yeah, it is. It does. It depends on the wind. You know, if the wind shifts a certain direction, it'll blow that grass and bunch it up shallow, and that's tough. Seems like later in the day, up on the flats, it kind of gets a little bit bunched up, and then you have to deal with that. Usually I'll throw a tail just to avoid that conflict of having to deal with that. But anyways, our bite's been out somewhat deep. When I say deep, I mean, for me, it's like, you know, above mid thigh deep, you know, so that's about a foot. And yeah,
that's shallow for up here. I wish I could always catch them that depth. That'd be nice.
Yep. And it's been shallow. And of course I've had some tall guys with me, last 2 weeks here and there. And, they're able to get out in them deep potholes. And of course potholes, when we're walking through them, you know, some of them dip down at least 4 or 5 inches. I mean, some of them are pretty well defined, and I believe that's the key point structure for this time of year. I mean, you know, I like to pinpoint that structure there. It just seems to always produce. And most of these trout, I'll tell you what, they all have lice on them. Every single one of them, all the bigger ones, they've had lice.
On
the bottom
hugging then, huh?
Yep. Yep.
Oh.
Huh. Yeah.
It's not even
and
cold.
So, no, I mean, the water temperature got up to, what was it yesterday? In the morning, it was about 65, and late in the afternoon, it was about 69, just around 70. So, 5-degree increase. Of course, it was warm yesterday, got warm. I know when we sat down and had lunch, I had on a black shirt, and man, I was burning up. I was like, we're sitting here sweating in the middle of winter competition.
<It's> January.
Yeah. It's crazy. And just four days ago,
when you break out the black clothing is in the wintertime, because if you did get some sun, it'll warm you up real good. But, boy.
Yes.
Not this
it's
year.
It's crazy how different it feels out there compared to when you're here on land. Of course, the water has a lot to do with that. But just 4 days ago, I was wearing 4 or 5 layers of clothing. Water temperature was 56 degrees, 54, 56, and now it's climbing up to 70. I'm sure it's even warmer, way, way up skinny. That's 70 degrees and, 1.6, 1.7 feet of water, in the deeper part of the water, we're getting up to 70 degrees, so it's warming up pretty quick. And the water clarity's been clear, but it hasn't been gin clear, which, I don't like that gin clear water. We've been seeing a lot of drum, and I know we ran up on the flats yesterday, and of course it was at that time of day when the sun was perfect. We were cruising just right to where you can just stand up and look in all these potholes when you're cruising. And we saw some logs sitting in some potholes. Noticed that it's just big old black logs just sitting, and they were just sitting, and some of them would just scoot right out. But it seemed like, and of course, it was pretty calm during that time of day. That was about 2 o'clock, 2 to 2:30. There wasn't much wind taking place during that time of day. So you were really able to see in those potholes. So I just slowed down and put the trim tabs down, and then we stood up and looked, and we were like, man, did you see that one? Man, did you see that one right there? So it was so cool being able to see them like that. But in that area that we were looking while cruising for those big trout, the water's typically gin clear, and I mean crystal clear. And we had noticed that it was pretty chalked up, and we couldn't really quite figure out why, because the wind wasn't blowing, there wasn't no traffic there has been a lot of drum. I know we came up yesterday evening, you could hear them. They would get close to you and you'd hear them drum, and that water would just boil. They'd see you and then they'd take off. So there's quite a bit of drum. I know, believe it or not, on Tuesday.
Well, that's a good sign. We don't fish for drum, but man, you got a lot of drum. You got a healthy fishery.
That's exactly right. I believe the same thing on Tuesday. So we had our big front on Monday. I did not fish on Monday. I was actually booked on Monday. I told my guys, I said, hey, if y'all can move to Tuesday, Wednesday, I think that'd be the better option, because it was blowing. I looked at the NOAA, and it was gusting up to 43 knots that morning.
That was last front?
On Monday, yes.
Yeah.
It blew in on Monday here in the morning about 3 or 2 o'clock.
And it was gusting to 41, and man, it was sporty.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It was
rocking and rolling.
Cool.
I'm going, man, I'm glad this thing's tied down good. It's a long fall.
Yeah, I'm sure it was rocking.
I couldn't imagine blowing
bit.
Over in a deer stand. That'd have to kill you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, that would be no bueno. But
for sure.
Yeah, that usually when that happens, when we get those big cold fronts like that, and our tide's been, our water level's been very low down here.
Yeah, everybody says it's been super low.
It's been in the negatives, and so that north wind tends to blow it out even more in certain areas, and what it'll do is it'll dump out water in some areas, and man, you catch it just right after big front blows out a bunch of water, get up in there, and it is money. And that's what we did on Tuesday. Ran up north, and I figured, that water's going to dump out a land cut.
Yeah.
So, well, we went up there and we were catching black drum on Fat Boys and Little John's.
That's awesome.
And they were thumping it, too. I was like, this is unreal.
Yeah, it's a good bite when a drummer eating, man, eating lures like that. Let me knock this break out. I'll be right back. Rihanna, hang with me.
Okay.
All right. All right, you're listening to The Outdoor Show. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning. Welcome back to The Outdoor Show. It's 6:19. All right, Rihanna, welcome back.
All right. All righty. Yep. Thinking about that bite on Tuesday morning. That was, and it seemed like it didn't matter what you threw at them, they were going to eat it. I don't think I had caught so many fish before. It was unreal. It was a lot of fun. I was looking for that one big thump. We didn't find it that day, but we sure did get into a mess of redfish and good trout. And trout we were catching were really healthy. Most of them that we've been catching down here have been pretty solid. Not a whole lot on the skinny side. They're eating pretty well, seems like. And then, of course, the redfish. The gentleman I had on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, they wanted to keep some fish. So usually when I flay those fish, I like to dissect the stomach and see what they're eating. Of course, the redfish, they're eating a lot of small little crustaceans. And I mean like dime to quarter size, little tiny bait fish. Now, the trout, on the other hand, one of them, a couple of them have been so full. I mean, like, you touch the belly and it's firm to the touch. And they'll have a 5 to 6 inch mullet in their belly. And, you know, it's a good slot trout. So they're eating pretty big profile baits right now. I know we had small trout. I mean, I'm talking like 6 to 7 inch little trout thumping our corkies. And it's amazing when they do that. I mean, they're so small, but yet they're going for.
They're cannibals, man. That's what's so hard about growing them at the hatchery. They all try to eat each other.
Yeah, and I can imagine those smaller trout are getting eaten by the bigger ones. I can't tell you how many times this week.
Oh yeah,
clients of mine and I will be reeling in a small trout, and there'll be one right next to it, just trying to maul that smaller trout. They're quite aggressive. It's amazing to watch. And then I know we had talked about this a couple weeks ago about reeling in salad and catching a trout on when you've got a bunch of grass on your lure.
Yeah, reeling in a head of lettuce and catch a fish on it, man.
I thought about you yesterday because when we were talking about that yesterday afternoon, I reeled in my corky. Usually if I get snagged up on grass, I reel it in and get the grass off. And I reeled it in real quick. And right as soon as I got it up to me, there was a big old trout right there following it, stalking it right up to me. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. Just following it. I guess maybe she saw a little bit of that bait and said, man, maybe it's tied up in some salad. Maybe I can have a chance. But I don't know. She stalked it. And I thought about you when we talked about that. I guess
healthy
they will
eater,
go for it.
Trout salad.
Yeah. I guess they want a little salad with their
That's
with
it,
their
a little protein
course.
In my salad. Hey, let's get it all in one swipe.
Yeah. So after that cold front, the air temperature dropped down pretty good. It was in the 40s, our air temperature.
Cool.
It did.
For
it got
down
really
there.
Brisk. Yeah, for down here, it got cool. Of course, our water was about 56, 54, somewhere in that range in the morning on Wednesday. Wednesday was a little bit tougher bite. They weren't munching. Of course, the wind had died down a little bit. It was still blowing a little bit of ripples, but it wasn't blowing anything like the day before. That north wind was still cranking on Tuesday, and I sure do love it when the winds blow in, when it's overcast. And I would say the worse the conditions, seems like the better fishing. I don't know if you see that too, others see that, but that's just, I guess maybe in my experience, the prettier the day, the tougher the fishing. When it's clear, air clear, you can kind of feel that barometer's high, there's no
floating
wind.
Floating cobwebs,
low tide.
Boy.
Oh, yep. We had that on Wednesday. I had taken a video. It was so dry. My hands were chalky, and there was thick cobwebs flying all on the power poles, and my sinuses were killing me. Usually when the barometer's high, it's real dry. My sinuses just kill me, and I can always tell when it's high. And we were in a low tide, full moon. And usually, you know, I always say on a full moon, our tides fluctuate big time. So when that tide goes out, there's no wind, very little movement. Man, it got tough. It was tough to pull a bite. That was on Wednesday. I'm sorry, that was on Thursday. That was the last day I fished with those gentlemen, Thursday. On Wednesday, we had a little bit of wind still, and that was cool. That morning was extremely cool. I had on 5 layers of clothes.
Looked like the Michelin man.
I felt like the Michelin man that morning.
Man, I hate fishing when you have to bundle up like that and you're restricted. You just don't have – I can't. Especially climbing
like
in and out
golf.
Of a boat and you cast right or set the hook right. Mm-hmm. I hate that.
Nope. I do too. It's just like, you know, when I used to play golf a lot and I used to have to bundle up, I always felt like it restricted my swing. And the same thing when you set the hook and you have a millisecond to react, all those clothes, they kind of restrict your maneuverability. And I'm not in favor of that, but it is what it is. Usually when it gets that cold, my fingers, I know that morning run on Tuesday, that first day, I had to wait for my fingers to get feeling back in the tips of them. It was so cold.
Yeah, wait till you get old. Circulation's less, man. Them fingers, that's the oh, worst man. Thing. God.
Yeah, that stinging pain.
Yeah.
When the sensation comes back.
Once you get in the fish good, it kind of goes away. You forget about that.
It goes away. Let me reel in
this 8-pounder, no problem. I see my old buddy Jeff. Jeff Phillips had a good trip with you down there.
Yeah.
Y'all whacked him.
Yeah, I enjoyed fishing with him. It was
he's pretty good stick, isn't he?
He is, yeah. And he'll grind it out with you. So I enjoy clients like that.
That's another trendy bay fisher. When he cut his teeth on trendy bay, growing up fishing it with his dad.
Yep, we talked a lot about that, and it was really fun fishing with him. I enjoyed his company. I enjoy his company a lot. Hope he's listening.
His son is a golf nut too. His son plays a lot of golf, and he's pretty good too. So.
Yep, we talked about that too. We had a lot to talk about. It was it's always so enjoyable when clients of mine, you know, we relate on different things and have a lot to talk about and talk about golf and whatnot.
I mean, how many golfers are fishermen? Probably 90% of them, you think?
A lot of them. Yeah, I mean, I always find that interesting how a lot of golfers fish too, and a lot of fishermen play golf, and I don't know.
I just love to be miserable.
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe so. We love the misery. We love the pain.
Yeah. Love the challenge.
We see this meme on social media. He's like, I love the pain. That's me. I love the pain. I'll tell you how much I love it, Mickey. I'm going out again this evening on my own.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, it's just too good of a bite to miss out
on your blood,
man.
Can't stay away from it.
No,
well, golf and fishing, they have a lot in common. You know, you can enjoy the sport.
Hand-eye
you don't have
coordination.
Plus, you don't have to be that good at it to enjoy it.
That's right. There's a similar quote to that.
Well, yeah, there is. I was going to leave the sex part out of it.
I was going to say, I don't know if I'm allowed to say it on.
I've said it before.
On the radio. It's tin cup. You know the quote. Those that know. Tin cup scene. That's one of my favorite
tin
movies.
Tin cup. Boy, that was a classic.
Kevin Costner.
Man,
yep, that's a great quote.
Somebody needs to update and make a new golf movie, you know, like The Legend of Bagger Vance was good, and Bobby Jones, Stroke of Genius. They don't ever play those anymore.
No, and the greatest game ever played,
you know, that was a true story.
Yes, it was.
About Francis Ouimet. That was a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's a classic movie. It doesn't get enough credit, I don't think. Happy Gilmore, of course, is really popular. Now there's a new Happy Gilmore movie we were talking about yesterday. We're clients of mine, we were talking about that movie, and I'm like, man, I hadn't seen it yet. Supposedly it's pretty funny, it's pretty good. I need to go see it. But I sure do miss playing golf. It's been a while, and I know it's just another
as busy as you stay now, you probably don't have much time for it, huh?
No, I don't. I'm, you know, on days off, like today, for example, guess what I want to be doing? I want to be out here. And it's so easy for me to come out here and just tootle around. Baffin's a little bit harder to do that. You know, you're running 20 miles out, you know, and it's just not as versatile as it is down here. You don't have to really run far to make a good day happen.
Where's the closest golf course from Mansfield?
Here, it's gonna be Raymondville.
Raymondville.
There's a little, I think it's a little 9-hole course there, a little goat patch, like pretty much like Ellie Ramey and Kingsville. Ellie Ramey's an 18-hole course, but believe it or not, supposedly that course used to be really nice back in the day, like in the 90s and 80s. Like you'd have to make a tee time. It was hard to get on that course, supposedly. And what had happened is they had dredged out all those lakes, all those ponds that are in there at Ellie Ramey, and they dumped all that sod, mm-hmm. all that soil that they dug up from those ponds, and they threw them on the fairways, which that's clay. It's straight up clay.
Yeah.
And so now it's hard for them to get their fairways growing. And in the summertime,
gotta have that good soil.
Yeah.
Let me tear this break up right quick. I'll come back and we'll finish up and hang with me. Be right back to you.
All right.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. 6:36 here in the Bayou City. All right, Rihanna, we are back from that break.
All right, Mickey.
Yeah, we were talking a little fishing, a little golf, and Raymondville was the nearest course to you.
Yes, it is. I always say
it. Is it a good course or is it a goat ranch?
Goat patch.
It is. Goat patch.
Yeah.
I've played on a few of those. Some of that 10 cup West Texas courses.
Yeah. It makes you a better ball striker. I know it did for me because, growing up playing beautiful plush courses in Austin, and then I come to Kingsville and I'm playing on a goat patch, and guess what? I became a much better ball striker.
And dealing with a wind, too. You don't always get that perfect lie on those kind of courses, and it brings the best out in you.
It does. Yeah, and so it gives you the confidence to be able to, you're like, well, if I can shoot a 72 on this goat patch, I can shoot a 72 anywhere else. And so it kind of gives you a better mindset. You start playing in those tough conditions, you condition yourself to go out and you're like, oh, I can do this anywhere. So, I played some good rounds in college, but I got to the point where I was like, man, I don't even feel like I need to warm up. Just need to stretch up a little bit and go out there and do what I know how to do. And
<That's it. laughs> and you play on those kind of courses. Greens are always terrible. The fairways are rock hard. Then you get on a good course and go, man, this is like putting on velvet and hitting off carpet. It just, and you go, wow.
Yep. I remember it's going back to fishing. We'd catch a bunch of 26s, 25s, good size fish, and then I come back to Baffin and I don't catch anything, and I'm like crying, laughing, all upset about it. I'm like, what's going on? What am I doing? And I texted a friend of mine, Brett Sweeney, and he was like, man, you're just spoiled down there. I'm like, yeah, I know you're right, because I come to Baffin during the slow time and we're catching small little fish, and I'm like, where are the big girls? We're not catching big girls. And Brett goes, hey, you're just spoiled down there in Mansfield. I'm like, yeah, I know you're right, because we've been catching slobs down here way down south, and if I go anywhere else, right now it's tough in Baffin. I know I told you I fished the weekend after Christmas 3 days in a row, had good sticks. 3 days, we fished hard. I know the first day we fished till 5 p.m, fished hard. I mean, just looking for a good thump. And he had lost one. I saw her come, right in my peripheral. I looked over and I saw it come up and spit the hook. That was about the only opportunity that I had seen. And then the next day, a little fog set in, and it was pretty dense too. We were having some dense fog that time because our air temperature was pretty cool in the mornings, and that water temperature was warm, and so you'd see that fog coming in. And when I saw it come in, I was like, man, I better stop here, get on the shoreline, we'll start fishing, and I don't want to be running when that fog comes in. And so one of those days I had thrown a topwater just off the edge of this little drop off. And something, I don't know what it was. I want to say it was a redfish, so I feel better about it. But it just annihilated right behind that top water. And knowing that area and in Baffin, I was like, I want to think that was what I think it was. But just so that for my
but deep
mental
down,
health.
You know what it was. It was a monster. Big trout.
But for the sake of my mental health, I'm going to say it was a redfish.
Yeah, exactly. Well, hey, man, if somebody wants to get with you and come down, and how is it very crowded at Mansfield right now, or is it?
On weekends, it is.
On weekends,
it does get a little, yeah, that's why I try to avoid weekends. If you can swing a date during the week. Man, I recommend it. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, even a Sunday evening, like this evening, because I'm going out this evening.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to be going home. I'm sitting here at the boat ramp, and I can tell you there's very little traffic right now. So,
got you.
During the week.
All right, girl. Well, hey, it's always fun talking to you, Rihanna, and Happy New Year and all that. Throw out your number. Somebody wants to call you about getting down there and popping away.
Likewise, Nick. Happy New Year to you. So my number is 361-296-5400. Got a couple days available this week. So if you want to come down, pop away here in Mansfield, give me a call. I don't think you'll be disappointed.
All right. Sounds good to me. Hey, you have a good day. It's always fun talking to you, Rihanna. You be good.
You too, Mickey. Later.
See you now. Later.
Bye-bye.
All right. Now let's hop... still south, deep south. Let's talk to Captain Blaine Fryermuth down in the Jim Hogg County. Good morning, Blaine. What's up?
Hey, man.
What's going on, brother?
Put 300s out. It's full of moon as you can get. I can tell you that. You don't need no lights to look at deer right now. It is bright, very bright. 49 degrees and dead calm still, full moon, and it ought to be happening. We got some things going on now. Those bucks are sniffing the girls right now.
Right.
Good fun.
It was wide open when I left. I hated to drive off from there, but hey, duty calls, man.
Well, it was just getting started, but the big boys weren't moving, Mickey. You know that. We've got a lot of intermediate bucks jumping around. racing, but the big boys just started, I would say, like day before yesterday, we're starting to see some monsters now just everywhere. No pattern, no nothing. Just you're driving through the middle of the ranch and there's a big buck chasing a doe. So we got it going in the middle of the main camp right there. That's the hottest spot right now. We got a bunch of big bucks chasing does over there. I mean, like 20 inchers and stuff like that. Some big boys.
Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah. But yesterday morning after I put people out, I was sitting on the front porch and I could see two bucks down there just starting to get light. And they started doing that glide, you know, when they turned their head sideways and started looking at each other. And they just started fighting right there in the middle of that middle lane right there. And that one of them was a giant. And I'm in like 22-inch wide buck. And me and Roger sitting there, I said, wow, that's crazy. I can't wait to see this when it gets light. And as soon as it got light, this one 10-pointer went to the right. And the other one, which I don't know if he's a 10-pointer or not, but he was at least 22 inches wide. He went to the left. The 10-pointer on the right came back out, and the one on the left never came back out as soon as it got light. Never saw him ever again.
Oh.
So he was a giant. But that may be in the one that we saw later in the morning over there near the number three blind, which is kind of in the middle of the ranch over there. And, we saw two bucks and chasing a doe, and one of them was a really big one. And then we saw another buck chasing a doe on another blind. It was a really big one. So it could have been that buck that we saw yesterday morning at the camp. But anyway, yeah. we killed two 10 pointers at the number 12 blind back on the doe.
I saw that really David, medicine man sent me a picture of one, and man, number 12 is hot this year, isn't it?
It's hot. Yeah. And then I took a guy to our littlest place. It's only 375 acres, and he killed a nice 10-pointer yesterday morning on a doe.
Cool.
Yeah. Yep. And it's lots of good spottings and lots of bucks moving, but I still say we got the best is yet to come.
I'm sure.
Get rid of this moon. And it's dry, and it's hot. It was 96 the day before yesterday. It was 92 yesterday. And I don't think it's going to get that hot today.
No, but it's cool today. It's going to be a lot cooler. Yeah,
that little cold front came through yesterday morning. Actually, it started blowing northwest yesterday morning, and it still didn't cool it off until last night. About dark, it started getting pretty cold. We got a good fire going. Everybody sitting around the fire. But it's lots of birds still here, lots of doves. We're not hunting them, though. We're not hunting doves. We're trying to get these deer done. And we'll start back quail hunting again whenever deer season's over, which is the 18th or 19th, whenever that is.
Yeah, buck season's over that weekend, 18th, 19th.
Yeah, we got quail hunting shut down.
And then you'll have that 2 weeks of spike and doe stuff.
Yep.
And quail hunting galore. Quail goes, through the end of February, right?
Yep. That's quail hunting is the longest season that we have in the state of Texas, really, because it starts in late October and goes until the last day in February.
Awesome.
And that's why it's just it's a good season, and we have lots of birds. It ought to be interesting. But
well,
it is dry.
Did John Nelson or any of his crew ever kill anything after I left?
I think they shot a couple of deer. They stayed over there at Nava North all weekend, you know, with his crew. He had about eight kids over there. And,
yeah,
sure
he had a crew, them. Man.
but I don't think they got anything significant, but they said they had a good time. You know, that was our between Christmas and New Year's fun time. You know, you were there.
Oh, so. Yeah. We had a good crew there. All your customers were really good, nice people, and it was fun. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's good time. I'm just sorry that our big ones didn't kick off for you, my brother.
Hey, that's the way it works, man. Hey, I'm definitely going to be happy when I pick up my meat from the Belleville Meat Market. You can't tell how big those deer were when I shot them. Not after the Belleville gets through with them.
Gary Vossler took his two deer to the Belleville too, and he already had one in there, so he has three of them over there. That's going to be, it'll make him, he can last through the wintertime with his food.
Man.
That's a lots of
meat. Feed a small army with that, yeah.
He killed two big old bucks over here.
Yeah, I guess I'm glad Gary
when he got that
10-pointer. You called a shot on that, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was a regular.
So you think that deer under his chin got bit by a rattlesnake about two or three years ago?
Yep, that was him. He'd been bit. He got bit 3 years ago. He was a 10-pointer then, and I guess he was 2 years old then. And then Gary shot him the other day, and he still his swollen jaw still, it wasn't as swollen as it was when he first got bit, but it still had a big old knot underneath his chin.
I remember that, and you called a shot on that. Said, yeah. Some guy goes, man, that's only a two-year-old deer. And you said, man, it was bit when it was 2 years old. It's 5 years old now.
It was at least six, I think, when he shot it.
Yeah, but you've been watching that deer for 3 years or better.
You know, that deer's horn stayed the same for the last three years.
It never changed. How about that?
It's been a 140 its whole life. It's never has gotten any bigger. It's crazy. You know, I don't know if he wasn't eating the right stuff or that's just what God put him on the earth to be. It was a 140. Because that's what he ended up.
Man, Wayne sent me a picture from, you know, him and Godwin have their new lease over in Encinal.
Oh, wow.
Sent me a picture of a deer yesterday while I was on the phone talking to him. I'd have never let that deer walk. I guarantee you it's book right now. I know it's got to be a 170.
Oh,
wow. But he's gonna give it another year because they're pouring the protein to him. So see.
Yeah. Yeah, well, hey, they grow them bigger up there. Those horns just naturally are bigger north of where we are. I guess it's the protein.
Well, the soil's different, you know.
Yep.
Soil's a little different, which, you know, there's a nutrient value there. But what is it? What is that, about an hour from you, Encinal?
It's at least an hour, probably about an hour and 30 minutes. But it just seems like when you hit Freer, which is north of Hebbronville, those deer's horns get bigger than down below where we are, you know. But guess what? They don't have the quail that we have. We're sandy soil.
Oh, you're the quail capital, man.
Yeah, we're quail hunters, not deer hunters. Deer hunters are secondary for us. But,
well, I enjoy deer hunting there. You got a ton of deer, buddy. I mean, that is so stupid. It's like a petting zoo around there.
Well, you got to see the 212s that I wanted you to see at my blind, and in 3 years, that one's going to be in the 170s. But that other one,
I promise you, that young 12 is—he's going to be a smoker.
That's the cool thing
about
having
the buck that 11 pointer that JP killed. That was almost a book deer. Remember, that deer the year before was in the 140s, and look how many inches that deer gained in 1 year.
Yeah, he blossomed out, man. He did real well.
Because he was under the blind that the last hunt when I saw him when I was down there that year. I mean, he was 50 feet from me. And I looked him over with the naked eye, and I said, oh, my gosh, this is going to be a world-class deer.
And, you know, and I passed him up because I've been seeing him for 3 years, and I passed him up and said, well, he looks like he's a little bit better. And I told Craig and JP, I said, why don't you go look at that deer a little bit harder over there? So they split up between those two blinds. And sure enough, JP said, yeah, I think he's ready to shoot. He got him.
And he
shot
him.
What was that, 164? It was a 164.
164.
That's a really good deer for us.
That deer gained about 15 inches of horns in 1 year.
Yep, yep. It's fun to have a place where you can just let them watch them grow. You know, on all of our ranches, on 10,000 acres, we have to shoot them because that's what the customers come down to do. But this 1,000 acres that I have over here, it's really nice to watch them grow and see how they do. Some of them do well, some of them don't, you know. But every now and then you get one that's really going to do well, and look what they turn out to be. We've got about three or four over 160 now over here at this place.
Yeah.
We've had it 6 or 7 years. So.
Well, it's like
fun.
You told that customer, said, hey, man, I'd love to grow deer. But he said, you told him, said, I'm in the deer killing business. This is what we do.
We are. I mean, and, you know, and
that's right. People come down there wanting to shoot a deer. They don't want to look at them and let them walk.
No. They're paying their money to get a deer, and that's what we have. And we have millions of them. Luckily, it's because we
do.
Feed some.
You got a lot of deer, man. It's stupid.
Yeah, it's crazy good. But the really big ones don't move until this time of year, and they're just now starting, Mickey. We're starting to see some wow, the ones that open your eyes up and say, wow, that's what we're looking for right there, you know. And that happened yesterday, just driving through the middle of the ranch. We saw three bucks that were like eye openers.
The
like,
wow factor.
Where did that deer come from? Never seen it before. It's cool. That's the cool thing about low fence too. You never know what's going to happen out here with nobody hunting around us and hundreds of thousands of acres around with low fence. That's very fun.
Well, you get that traffic, man. You can get new genetics introduced, and You know, that's the bad thing about high fence. You know, we just don't have those low fence genetics like back in the old days when our grandpappies and everybody else were hunting. You know, Texas, it's changed.
You remember what happened years ago that a 170 was unbelievably heard of. You know, just 30 years. It just didn't. Very few deer were made book, and now they're getting book deer everywhere.
Yeah, but most of them are high fence, you know.
Well, and also this protein stuff that these people are going through, and that helps out too.
That's 10 to 20 inches. Everything feeding these nutrients and all that. It's changed the game, no doubt.
Gets them over the hump. They can grow 170 inches out of a 150 inch deer if you feed them the right way.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, man, I had a good time down there. The food was awesome, and man, you guys do a good job, Mario and Pedro. They get it on.
Yeah, lots of fun, man. Lots of fun. It's a good time to have all. You just can't, you know. Last year we had lots of cold weather, and this year we're having lots of hot weather, and there's nothing I can do about it.
Hot, dry.
It's terrible.
It is dry down there. Jeez.
It's And I don't see any relief in sight for a while, Mickey.
I don't either.
Each group comes in, I have to give them a little seminar. Guys, it's not very good weather. It's not very good conditions, but we're still killing deer. Don't get mad at them if you don't see what you want. You know, I got to tell everybody the story.
It's the way it is, man. Fishing, hunting, all of it. The weather plays a giant factor into success.
But we're still batting about 100%, Mickey, I guess.
Everybody gets
the deer. If they want one, they get one.
I saw a lot of smiles on hunters' faces while I was there. I was impressed.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Sam down there, did he make it?
Sam is here. He's looking at turkeys and deer and all kind of stuff. He hadn't pulled the trigger yet. He just wants meat, but I think he's just enjoying himself, just looking at stuff.
Yeah, he is. All right, brother. All right, Blaine, throw your number out. Somebody wants to call you. Get down for a quail hunt anyway.
All right. Call me at 713-703-6656. I'll answer the phone.
All right, buddy. Blaine, have a good one. Thanks again. That was a good time.
Hold up for me. Come on.
All right. You got it.
See you
later. All right. Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back next week, bright and early, 4 a.m., right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.